Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Praise the Lord for today. I want to share with you from one of my books that I've entitled Seeking to Enter the Kingdom. The world's best governing system is currently democracy, with its widely accepted free market economic system of capitalism. Democracy is the rule of the people by the people, and capitalism operates on the principle of survival of the fittest. But the best economic system that individuals must embrace is the commonwealth system of the kingdom of God. Beloved, this kingdom system thrives on letting Jesus be the king or lord or controller of your life and resources, since he owns all things. Psalm 24 verse 1. Yes, in God's kingdom financial system, ownership of everything is acknowledged as God's, with everyone being a steward of what is in his control. This gives you a measure of financial freedom for starters, because the stress of owning resources is taken away from you by this kingdom mentality. It is because God takes a direct interest in the protection of what you acknowledge as his, which is only in your custody. So anytime God the owner wants you to part with his resource in your custody, you do it willingly, because you actually do not own it. Beloved, by this system, God ensures that his financial and material resources get to other people by his own judgment as a benevolent but just king. The distribution of God's property is sometimes against our judgment and is enjoyed through work. Yes, beloved, work is very important to God. You know, our dearest Jesus worked or paid the price for all we are to be and have in this life. It is so that you can have these things by grace because of Jesus' earlier work or performance for us and at us that completely satisfies God's justice. Now, because of Jesus' excellent work or performance for us, God's grace on you becomes effective and not in vain through working hard in the work God directs you to do, even in grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 says, and I quote, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me," unquote. Yes, my friend, God's grace on you becomes in vain or ineffective when you do not literally work hard because of it. Thus, God's grace in action is when your literal work is directed by God. For example, the promised land of Israel was a place flowing with milk and honey. There Israel was to graciously enjoy cities they did not build, wells they did not dig, furnished houses and vineyards they did not plant. Deuteronomy 6:10-11. But this gracious place was a place of work, because they had to sustain what they had not directly worked for. Therefore, outwardly, the promised land of rest was a place of grace, because Israel did not work to build it. But once inside, it was a place of working to sustain God's gracious provisions, so that it is effective in their lives and not in vain. Beloved, work sandwiched by grace is kingdom rest. Thus, in the shadow promised land of Israel, the gracious distribution of free manna ceased, and Israel entered another economic system of God's provision based on working as directed by him to enjoy the already made cities, wells, furnished houses, and vineyards. Working as directed by God is working even in the promised land of rest. This is how the kingdom system, which today is our promised land, operates. And such is how our first parents worked in the first kingdom era in Eden. You know, all of the work in Eden was finished by God on the fifth day, five being the number of grace, Genesis 2:8. Then on the sixth day, Adam and Eve were created to graciously inherit what they had not worked for, that is, the Garden of Eden. But although they had graciously already received the garden, God directed them to work in it in order to sustain or dress and keep it. The Bible says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Beloved, this is working in rest, or working as directed by God. Adam and Eve were at rest because everything was finished before they freely inherited it. But God directed them to work in rest. So in the kingdom system, you work in rest. Emphasis is work in rest, because you work under the motivation of Jesus' gracious provisions that you freely inherit. 1 Corinthians 15:10. And such, my friend, is kingdom rest. Hallelujah. Please understand, therefore, that kingdom rest is not being idle, lazy, and ineffective under the guise of spirituality. Rather, it is literally working as directed by God. And the other thing about kingdom rest is that the result of your work far exceeds the work you put in. It is because God takes the work from your work. I'll say it again. It is because God takes the work from your work by His gracious help. This way, you work with pleasure and joy in a way that you do not have stress from the work, although the work may be challenging. And on top, you are rewarded in a manner that is above the work you put in. Wow! Such is working in rest, or working in grace. My friend, working as directed by God and because of His grace is the way to seek the kingdom of God to come in your life and society now. Hallelujah! You know, in the kingdom system of Eden, God gave mankind free or unconditional access to all things, not the ownership of those things. Genesis 2:16. So understand that even now, access to all things is already graciously given to you. It is left for you to just take whatever you want yourself in God's garden of gracious provisions, just as Adam and Eve were to do in Eden. This is important to understand, because free or gracious access to the blessings of God does not mean that He imposes them on you, whether you want them or not. No, beloved, God's grace or love is unconditional, but it is not automatic. So you can reject it through idleness, or you can accept it by obeying His instructions. Thus, in God's kingdom economic arrangement, any giver or distributor of God's goods becomes blessed by his obedience to God's instructions or God's rule in his life to distribute. That makes him receive more for his custody, since he can be trusted to part with anything on instructions. My friend, this kingdom economic system and mindset was visited on the early church believers. Yes, they abandoned ownership of resources and gave out as directed by God. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. As a result, no one lacked among them. Acts 4:34. The same principle, my friend, not necessarily the practice, is relevant in the last day church that we are. So you can practically live in the kingdom of God now. Yes, you do that by having the kingdom mindset and lifestyle of total submission of your life and resources to the Lord Jesus and His kingdom word. And as true as the Lord Jesus is, you will never lack if you let Him and His kingdom words regulate your life and resources. Beloved, this is how to seek for the kingdom of God to come now. Now, I want us to discuss the profile of a kingdom person or a kingdom church. You know, kingdom persons are the people we should seek to have around, as they will bring about the kingdom of God practically now. Romans chapter 8 verse 19 says, and I quote, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God." Beloved, our dearest Jesus taught that the kingdom of God was as small as a mustard seed that grows up to become greater than all herbs, shooting out great branches under which the birds lodge. Mark 4:30-32. So kingdom sons or kingdom people who promote the kingdom of God on our wretched earth are the hope of the rest of humanity. You know, humanity needs great branches to shield them from all sorts of heat or afflictions. Therefore, one of the most important features of a kingdom person or church is shooting out into quotation marks great branches, not little branches, that alleviate the suffering and inabilities of the world system that is symbolized by the birds of the air in Mark 4:30-32. Now let's talk a little about great branches. My friend, the world should no longer define the church as a gathering of some weird people in a building with a cross on its roof. Rather, just as they cannot classify God, they should not be able to classify His children for their versatility and dexterity in branching out into other areas of life without eclipsing their spirituality. You know, God is a spirit, but He created a physical world to contain His kingdom system, which is His precious treasure. So, my friend, understand that the kingdom system of God is to make you relevant to humanity in all areas of life, like in the intellectual and scientific, information technology, business and commerce, medical and hospitality, the agricultural, financial, educational sector, transport sector, media, etc., etc. This is actually why our dearest Lord Jesus died for humanity, that is, to make us kings and priests to God now, not kings or priests, and not kings and priests in future. Revelation 1:6. We are kings and priests together, those two offices together now. And that is why Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. Revelation 1:6. You know, kings and priests are in charge of the physical and the spiritual aspects of life, respectively. Kings in charge of the physical aspect of life and priests in charge of the spiritual aspect of life. So kingdom persons and kingdom churches are going to be all over the place, mesmerizing the world system. Yes, being so relevant to daily goings on that the kings of the earth will come to the brightness of their rising wisdom and glory. Isaiah 61:3-10-11. My friend, our dear Lord Jesus Himself is referred to as the branch. Zechariah 3:8-9 and 6:12-15. In that capacity as the branch, Jesus is going to branch out and unite in Himself the two offices of a king and priest, having power with men as a king and power with God as a priest. That is partly why He told Peter and the rest of the apostles that He will build His church with kingdom reach into the earth. Matthew 16:17-20. You know, a human being who is building the church will find difficulty in combining the spiritual with other sectors of life, but not our Lord Jesus. Jesus' name is a branch, and He is the only one who can branch out of the main and still maintain the juices of the main in the appendage. Hallelujah. So God will enable us, His children, to reflect and model the spiritual principles of His kingdom in various aspects of life, just as our Lord Jesus Christ is a branch. Yes, according to Zechariah's prophecy in Zechariah 3:8-9 and 6:12-15, this church that God is going to build, that Jesus is building, is going to happen. The church that has dexterity and versatility and branches into other aspects of human life without eclipsing their spirituality is going to come about according to Zechariah's prophecy, as we are obedient to the Lord Jesus. Dear child of God, the Lord Jesus is building his church and his kingdom people after himself, that is, with many sights, in such a way that they will be a wonder to the world. Zechariah 3:8. Now, I want us to look at the characteristics of sons of the kingdom or people of the kingdom, or if you like, by extension, you can refer to as the kingdom church, or you can apply it to the kingdom church. The first thing about the features of these sons of the kingdom that are going to branch out into various aspects of life and still maintain the juices of their spirituality is that they are going to be like Jesus, like John the Baptist, and like Joseph. They are usually born and brought up outside the religious church order. I'll say it again. The first characteristic of the sons of the kingdom is that, like Jesus, John the Baptist, and Joseph, they are usually born and brought up outside the religious church order.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Yes, often sons of the kingdom defy the normal religious modes, and so people, even their fathers, do not really understand God's purpose for them till later. What creation is waiting for is the manifestations of these sons, of these kingdom sons. Not even for God. This is because God has given the authority of the earth to mankind, Romans 8:19 and John 5:27. The church should integrate and reconcile kingdom sons who are born outside the religious mode to the regular church, just as the patriarch Jacob integrated the two kingdom sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. These were born, as you know, outside the regular church system into the church family. And our father Jacob adopted them, and then he put his divinely given name of Israel on them, that is on Ephraim and Manasseh, and prophesied that the whole earth will be blessed through kingdom sons. Genesis 48:5-16-20. So that is the first characteristic of kingdom sons. They are going to be born, or they are going to come up outside the religious church order, but they need to be integrated because of the grace of God upon their lives. The second feature of kingdom sons or kingdom people are that kingdom sons are the undeclared or yet to be manifest generation of Jesus. Isaiah 53:8 and Romans 8:19. Beloved, kingdom sons will repair the damage to creation as a result of the fall of man in Eden and its subsequent demonic and religious activities. Isaiah 61:1-4. They will do this by overcoming religion and causing the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord Jesus in an overwhelming way. That is, as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:13-14, Genesis 1:28, and Obadiah 21. Now, the repair work of kingdom sons is partly going to bring about the peace that is needed for the second coming of Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 5:3, and Acts 3:21 following. You know, our Lord Jesus will come at a time his enemies are under him, not before. Kingdom sons will thus set up the atmosphere of restoration for Jesus's coming as the King of Kings. Psalm 110:1-3. So that is the second feature of sons of the kingdom. They are the undeclared or yet to be manifest generation of Jesus according to Isaiah chapter 53 and then verse 8. The third thing that I want to share with you about kingdom sons is that kingdom sons have extraordinary faith, like the centurion of Matthew chapter 8 verse 11 to 12. Beloved, our Jesus prophesied that many will come from outside the mainstream religious church order. They would have different understanding and would enjoy kingdom life with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, men who were noted for extraordinary faith. That is referring to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So that is Jesus. He prophesied that there will come many from the east and the west. In other words, from outside the religious order, and they are going to have such an understanding that is different from the usual, and that will make them enjoy kingdom life with people of faith like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The original kingdom sons, that is the religious Jews, will be locked out of kingdom life because of their lack of this kingdom faith. This faithless condition is created by religion or the adherence of the Jewish people to their own tried and tested spiritual inclinations and understanding. Matthew 8, 11 to 12. And so that is the third feature of sons of the kingdom. They are going to have extraordinary faith in this current world. In other words, they will live by a certain understanding that they have of the word of the Lord that will make them do things extraordinarily and enjoy kingdom life, Jesus said, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The fourth thing about kingdom sons is that kingdom sons have the built-in ability to contain the blessings of heaven on earth. Malachi 3:10, Matthew 6:10. Unlike kingdom sons, many people now do not have the mental and physical capacity and openness to contain heaven on earth. These people who do not have the mental and physical capacity to contain heaven are easily impressed with success and blessings. And so, like Job, they lack the attitudinal capacity or real willpower that is needed to receive more of heaven. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 5 and 42, 12 to 17. So that is a fourth feature of kingdom sons. They are going to have such an enormous capacity to be able to take in the blessings of God. And they are going to believe God for more and continue to believe God for more until heaven's blessings are seen and tasted in a grand way on this earth. I'm not saying that this earth is going to be heaven, but they are going to introduce a great taste of heaven on this earth by their ability and capacity in their attitude and in their willpower and in their faith to open up for the blessings of heaven to be poured into their lives and their societies on earth. The fifth thing that I want to share with you about the sons of the kingdom is that they have great fellowship with God. Sons of the kingdom, a kingdom church, or kingdom people have great fellowship with God. John chapter 15 verse 2. Yes, their initial rejection by people of the spiritual status quo due to their outside religious understanding that they will have will drive them to link up extraordinarily with God. I will say it again. The initial rejection that kingdom sons suffer by people of the spiritual status quo due to their outside the religious understanding will drive these kingdom sons to link up in an extraordinary way with God, in fellowship with God. In other words, whereas human beings are not going to initially understand them and will, as it were, reject them into inverted commas, they are going to be driven by that rejection to seek God and to have fellowship with God. So they will develop a very great fellowship with God. You know, in the book of John chapter 15 verse 2, Jesus teaches us that there are two branches in him. the religious, I like to put it that way, and the kingdom ones. The hallmark of the kingdom ones is continual linkage of fellowship with the true vine, who is Jesus. The religious people in Jesus are cut off from personal linkage with the true vine, although they seem to be attached to it. In other words, the attachment to Jesus is not such as allows the sap of the true vine, the juices of the true vine, to flow into them. Because although they look like they are joined to Jesus or they are in Jesus, they are actually not in fellowship or linkage with him by way of letting all that is flowing through Jesus, his righteousness, his forgiveness, his love, his peace, his prosperity flow through them, or flow into them, I should say. But kingdom sons are going to be ones that are in continual linkage of fellowship with our dearest Jesus. Let us consider the final thing about sons of the kingdom. Now, one of the greatest characteristics of kingdom sons is enduring fruitfulness, or they having an enduring fruitfulness. This is due to their enduring practical link of fellowship to Jesus, the true vine. John chapter 15, verse 2 and 16. A typical kingdom person's blessing, just like Joseph's, is fruitfulness. Genesis 49 verse 22. You know, it was at harvest or fruit exhibiting time that the wheat, that is the kingdom sons, were clearly seen and thus separated from the tares, who are the religious, according to Matthew chapter 13 verse 30 and verse 38. In other words, what I want you to understand about kingdom sons is that they are very fruitful people, like Joseph. And if you look at Jesus' parable of the wheat and the tares, it was at fruit-bearing time, when the wheat and the tares were bearing fruit, that they harvested the good ones, as the wheat, and then first of all, of course, just tied the tares and burnt them in the fire, and then the wheat was gathered into his barns. The wheat, which according to Jesus, are kingdom sons, or sons of the kingdom. So the thing about sons of the kingdom is that they are very fruitful people, and it is the nature of their fruitfulness that distinguishes them from the tares. So he says, wait until the harvest when they are bearing fruit, and you can easily be able to distinguish kingdom sons from those who are not. Beloved, in order to bear fruit, you need to fellowship with God in prayer and Bible study to get the inspired or spoken word of God. The Greek calls it words. You know, in the Greek, the word that is translated words, when Jesus Christ said that, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that word, that Greek word translated word, W-O-R-D-S, is the rhema. And the rhema really talks about the inspired or the spoken word, which only comes to you when you are in fellowship with God, either in prayer or in Bible study or in divine meditation on the word of God. In other words, what I'm teaching us is that it is the rhema word of God, the inspired word of God, that is gotten through fellowship, not just relationship, but through fellowship with Jesus, that brings fruitfulness or kingdom results. On the other hand, religious people are led by the logos, or the written word, or the Bible, but kingdom sons are led by the rhema and guarded by the logos, which is the written word, so that they become very fruitful in a biblical way. Similarly, my friend, you should be led by the rhema and guided by the logos to be fruitful in your ways. And rhema comes to you through fellowship with God. This is why it takes a Joshua from the fruitful tribe of Ephraim to lead the church to her promised land. This Joshua, even when he was young and footloose, just loved fellowshipping with God, according to Exodus 33 verse 11. So that is the sixth feature of kingdom sons. They have enduring fruitfulness because of an enduring fellowship that they have with God. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.